Federal Communications Commission is going to be going through this auction of broadcast spectrum involving low-power TV stations and translators that service viewers in farm regions in particular. Translator services extend the reach of television service to rural communities, in particular states like Utah and Colorado, where there are something like 1,280 translators that are used by broadcasters to extend the reach to rural viewers. We know that millions of people use translators to get broadcast television. These are threatened by this auction the FCC is about ready to embark upon, and the fact that these agriculture groups support NAB on this position is sort of speaks volumes in terms of protecting the interests of rural America. There's a main tower in every TV station community sending out a TV signal to thousands, if not millions, of viewers. To enhance that signal, to serve more viewers in a market who maybe cannot be reached by that main tower, whether it's because of terrain issues, whether it's because of, maybe in an urban/rural setting, there might be buildings that prevent that signal from getting to every TV viewer in a particular region. There's such a thing as called a translator service, which is kind of a booster signal of the main tower. What's a threat here under the FCC's auction process is this service, because it's not protected by the FCC rules. So there are probably 1 million to 2 million people across the country, and most of these are in rural areas, who could actually lose that service from the local TV station signal if the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is not careful.